Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and MyJoyOnline.com. Also live in all 16 regions on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, Speaker of Parliament Alban Babinka's damning verdict on the 1992 Constitution, saying the current framework cannot guarantee development.
I venture to submit that the focus of the first brains behind the drafting of this constitution was to achieve political stability at the expense of development.
We've got details as it criticizes the over-partisanship of members of parliament, warning the situation could lead to a revolt.
It will not be military, it will be civil unrest. And when the people take over the power, which is already theirs, those of you who are in some class, you know where you belong.
Also, NDC rejects the NPP's recent demand for it to submit evidence to the Electoral Commission, insisting that enough evidence has already been pointed out in the support of their claims.
The fact that we caught people selling EC devices in the marketplace, is it not enough compelling evidence?
We have more as the MPP argues the NDC's so-called evidence is not enough, giving the opposition party 24 hours to make its data available to the commission in business.
Rice importers raise red flags over implementation of duty exemptions as they petition the Greek minister for the process to be reviewed. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And much later, Democracy have vows to proceed with a Fix the Country protest despite police resistance.
The law requires at least 5 days notice. They gave them 3 months notice. I think it is important that we abide by it and go ahead with the protest as planned.
These are more coming up with me, Mami C. Thompson. Stay for the Now, this morning, Speaker of Parliament Alban Babinka has casted a damning verdict on Ghana's 1992 constitution, saying the current framework cannot guarantee development. Delivering the inaugural lecture at the 2024 University of Ghana Alumni Lecture, the speaker said the current makeup of the constitution has in the past 32 years failed to address the country's quest for development, calling for an urgent review.
I venture to submit that the focus of the first brains behind the drafting of this constitution was to achieve political stability. If my guess is right, I must admit we have succeeded in doing just that at the expense of development. We now have to move on to focus on development. We have to transform everything. This constitution has many defects, and the time to fix those defects has been long overdue.
The speaker also took on members of parliament for what he describes as over-partisanship, warning that the situation, if not checked, could lead to a public revolt.
Member of parliament as a representative of the people or that of a party or president. And every morning, presiding over this hung parliament, I have to sit with the leaders every morning in my lobby, spending hours trying to get them to come closer to each other. To let us agree to disagree. It will not be military, it will be civil unrest. And when the people take over the power, which is already theirs, Those of you who are in some class, you know where you belong.
You heard Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin. Now, the NDC claims it has already highlighted enough discrepancies in the voter register to the Electoral Commission, which should trigger a full forensic audit. On Thursday, the NPP warned that it would stage a nationwide protest if the EC gives in to the NDC's demand. In response, the NDC's Deputy General Secretary, Mustafa Bandi, insists it has enough evidence given to the EC to trigger a forensic audit.
The IT systems of the Electoral Commission stands compromised because a director at FUSIGA, as the EC claims, have been able to illegally transfer names from each database without a cost. If you have this evidence, plus the fact that we caught people selling EC devices in the marketplace, is it not enough compelling evidence to show that we need to go a little bit more further to interrogate, to straighten our systems?
But the NPP Deputy General Secretary Haruna Mohammed strongly disagrees, insisting that the NDC must provide full details on the discrepancies to the EC within 24 hours.
You have a concern. You say that there is a problem with the data, and these are the issues. Submit the data to the commission. That is what we are requesting. We have done that before. We have requested for an audit of the register. We submitted our evidence to the Electoral Commission. Bring it. They said they are working on issues that they have gotten that emanated from the exhibition. So bring it to them. Let them use it. Let them work on it. If they know they have that evidence, we've given them 24 hours.
Now, the Teachers and Educational Workers Union, TEU, joins the wave of strikes on the labor front today, amplifying their protest over poor working conditions. They're the third union in 4 days after the university administrators and senior staff associations will also lay down their tools. Salamatu Mahama Braima is national chair of TEU.
January 2024 today, government is deducting those monies all right from our salary, but the monies are not getting to our managers for them to invest. You know, so for the past couple of years, we have just been enduring. We had a negotiation in June, and it was to take effect from January this year, you know. So June, July, August, we are in September.
Already, students at the University of Ghana struggling to register their courses following the joint strike by university administrators and senior staff association. Listen to some of them.
Getting access to my MIS web, for me, my fees reflect up to now. It hasn't reflected. They are basically on strike because they are having problems with the government.
This morning when I got here, I realized that they are on strike. And imagine my medical examination and then my whole registration as well.
So I got here this morning and I just realized they are on strike. And I would have to complete my payment if I can register for my courses and apply for the random allocation that will be starting, I think, next week.
And Democracy Hub, organizers of the Fix the Country protest, insist on proceeding with their planned 3-day demonstration starting tomorrow. The group claims it has met all constitutional requirements and will not be deterred. While the police initially secured a court injunction to block the protest, they later backed down following public criticism. Democracy Hub, led by convener Oliver Bakavoma, says they are ready, available to meet with the police to understand their current state or their current position, but remains committed to holding the protest.
So far, we've written to the police and asked for a meeting. We are yet to hear back from them, to be able to meet them to understand what is actually going on.
I mean, Saturday, you plan to still go ahead with or without this meeting?
Yes, we have fulfilled every legal step that is required under the law. The law requires at least 5 days' notice. We gave them 3 months' notice. So we have shown every indication that we want to abide by our constitutional regime and our legal framework on this. And as long as we are convinced that this is a constitutionally guaranteed and protected protest, then I think it is important that we abide by it and go ahead with the protest as planned.
Well, the minority in Parliament is warning of the imminent collapse of Ghana's energy sector due to mismanagement. NDC MPs claim the sector is burdened with about $2 billion in debt. Now, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission recently raised alarm over the struggles of ECG to collect revenue. Minority spokesperson on energy, John Jinapo, stressed that the sector urgently needs intervention.
Aside ECG's imminent collapse, oil production has declined by more than 32%. Most of the oil companies are exiting Ghana. our gas production is no more enough to meet our domestic thermal needs. And so Ghana government has had to procure light crude oil at about $40 million per month, and heavy fuel oil, which runs into more than $500 million per annum. Several judgment debts. Toll has not worked since 2021 and is rusting away. Gridco cannot even pay workers their salaries. And so it appears that the entire energy sector is crumbling.
Away from energy, job seekers at the Jobs and Entrepreneur Fair have lauded the Ghana Report and the Youth Employment Agency for their collaborative effort aimed at addressing the high youth unemployment rate. Kenneth Jesse interacted with one of them, a fashion designer.
So happy to get this machine.
With this machine, what do you intend to do? Start your own business or something?
Yes, start my own business. Thanks to YEA. If with not YEA, I can't get this machine. Thanks to them.
So has it been given to you for free or you
paid for it? For free. I didn't pay nothing. For free. I'm happy.
When the offer came for the scholarship, our madam introduced us to be part of. That is why we were able to get it.
And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.